Today, all hands on deck to calm the repo market. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The Fed released their latest details relating to their repo operations just before Christmas, and the size of their interventions continues to rise. As we discussed in a previous post, Kitchen Sink from the Fed, at least $365 billion of liquidity will be ploughed into the market over the year end. Yet, as Bloomberg recently reported, Wall Street sleuths are wondering whether the Federal Reserve is quietly doing more to calm the US repo market than just headline-grabbing liquidity injections that have captivated observers for months. The New York Fed runs something called the Foreign Reverse Repo Pool, a place where other nations' central banks can park cash. The amount outstanding has shrunk by 18% since peaking at nearly $300 billion in mid-September. A reduction fits with the Fed's goal of building up reserves in the banking system to keep the repo market orderly following the tumult of 3 months ago. When central banks tap the foreign reverse repo pool, it sucks reserves out of the system, working against the central bank's efforts to replenish the supply. One of the reasons why repo went haywire 3 months ago is that reserves or banks' excess cash parked at the Fed got too scarce. And as a result, the central bank began temporarily replenishing reserves via overnight and term repo operations, as well as by buying billions a month in treasury bills. And Monday's 15-day auction that spans the end of the year was undersubscribed, the second straight operation to come in under the amount on offer. Now that could possibly be a sign that year-end funding pressures have eased, but next year will test whether the Fed can end its interventions without chaos re-emerging. Chairman Jerome Powell recently said the Fed isn't trying to eliminate all volatility from markets. However, if the repo market is erratic, it signals the Fed doesn't have control over the financial system's plumbing, and that's something policymakers and the broader market can't tolerate. In the past year, analysts have advocated for the Fed to cap the interest rate on the foreign RRP as a way of deterring institutions from parking cash at the Fed and draining reserves. However, it may be too early to tell whether the drop is a result of the New York Fed changing the parameters of the program or a change in foreign central banks' behavior. The Fed might have reduced the interest rate, making foreign RRP less appealing. That figure, last published a month ago, is only released quarterly, so we just don't know. And we don't know whether the decline in the level of the pool reflects a change in the terms of the program or is just a response to the change in market conditions. The Fed eventually will revise the program's parameters to make it less generous, and we cannot completely rule out the possibility that it has already quietly done so behind the scenes. And some analysts are forecasting a spike in rates by up to 300 basis points or 3% over the year end if liquidity is tight, as many expect. And what we do know is that the Fed will do whatever it takes to keep the financial markets on life support for now. And we still do not know who the beneficiaries are of such interventions, with speculation running across hedge funds and investment banks who have taken big derivative positions in anticipation of major rate moves ahead. What we can say, however, is that all hands are on deck, even if in a quiet manner designed to not spook the markets. And of course, the Fed says this is not QE, it's just another way of inflating their balance sheet. So if it quacks like a duck, well, you know the rest. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.